podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 7, with verses 22 through 25 today. For I take delight in the law of God in my inner self, but I see in my members another principle at war with the law of my mind, taking me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Miserable one that I am, who will deliver me from this mortal body? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, I myself, with my mind, serve the law of God, but with my flesh, the law of sin. Whew. Age has a way of curbing the desires of the flesh. Realizing the punishment late, yet willing to forego what God has always wanted us to control, the deeds of sexual excess, as well as multiple partners of unknown proportions that seemingly controlled the early part of living for many a young person, male or female, for the desires come to both at an instant. Where sin captures the parts of the body we seem to can't control, until age makes it impossible to fulfill the needs of others or your selfish self. Amen. Our body is a temple of God and reacts to the persuasions of the heart by practice, prayer, and proclamation of living God first, rebuking Satan and his minions of control by the flesh we know will harm us, causing death, until we claim Jesus as our Savior and allow his strength of living redeemed direct our righteousness to overcome sin, to live in his Spirit. Amen. Sin sucks. It'll kill you. Jesus is amazing. That gives you such freedom. And, more than anything, such peace. The desires of Jesus can overcome all of those desires of the flesh. It's a battle, but it can be done in the name of Jesus. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud. We pray for Alan and Alexandra, Jeffrey, Julian, and Gabriel. Grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Elliot turns 3 pretty soon. Prayers for those who have asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we pray for. We pray for those who are dying today. Lord, we ask that you lift their spirits and grant them peace. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 to 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from Romans 7. We're in verses 22 through 25. It concludes chapter 7 today. It's a 2-stanza poem. It's titled, Man, Am I a Miserable Wretch? Self, inner, God's law delights. Mind has law wars, righteous flesh. Parts of body, skin, constantly fights. Man, am I a miserable wretch? Lord Christ Jesus, thanks. Mind serves God's commandment. Flesh serves sin law shanks. Ah, war of members, eternal amendment. Amen. I'm Thomas Hill Cruz Wiggins. It's December 3rd, 2021. We're recording this morning at 7:01 Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. Continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ. Christ filled. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We've been getting a little concise in our closings lately. Our impromptu work comes from the love of life, celebrated so many years ago, when you gave the opportunity to overcome the strife every human seems to know. Thank you, Jesus, for your help and guidance, and give us the opportunity to show what it means to live in redemption without wonders of how we should sow. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Williams. It's a beautiful thing to say thank you for joining me. God bless you. Appreciate your time. I always say, well, shout out to my good friend John and Marie. I don't see them as much as I used to, but I think about them each and every day and pray for them often. And I know he knows this from my speaking of him through my podcast. Just a good man. Always been a good Christian and a good father. A good example. And a veteran. So love you dearly. Thanks again for joining us today. May God bless you. As we close in the name of Jesus at 7:21. Well, thank you, Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. It's the only life.